The movie The Incredibles is the sixth feature released by Pixar, which has had a perfect record for delivering blockbuster hits ever since it made its debut with Toy Story. Like all Pixar movies, The Incredibles is computer-generated, but it's quite different from its predecessors in its subject matter, technique, and tone. The Incredibles tells the story of superheroes who have been forced into retirement, but of course they still have some adventure left in them, NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Filmmaker Brad Bird got the idea for The Incredibles about 12 years ago when he was facing the incredible experience of parenthood.
The dad in a family is always asked to be strong. They always say, be strong. You got to be strong for your family, you know. And so I made him really strong. Mothers are always pulled in a million different directions, so I had her kind of stretched like taffy.
So Bird came up with what he thought of at first as a goofy superhero movie, with a dad who is really, really strong and a mom who literally stretches like a rubber band. At the same time, Bird was trying to break into the movie business, facing a dilemma that confronts many working parents.
And I was worried that if I gave time necessary to break through into the movies, that I would be, you know, sliding my family. And I felt like if I gave all the time that my family deserved, I'd never make it in the movies.
That conflict enriched Bird's movie and informs the relationship between Mr. Incredible and his wife, Elastigirl. In this scene, they're at a typical family dinner as Helen, or Elastigirl, tries to engage Bob, or Mr. Incredible, in disciplining their son.
Dash got sent to the office again.
Good, good.
No, Bob, that's bad.
What?
Dash got sent to the office again.
What? What for?
Nothing.
He put a tack on the teacher's chair during class.
Nobody saw me. You could barely see it on the tape.
They caught you on tape and you still got away with it? Whoa. You must have been booking. How fast do you think you were going?
We are not encouraging this.
I'm not encouraging. I'm just asking how fast you...
Honey!
Bert has some experience with another loopy family. He worked on The Simpsons television series. He also made the critically adored feature film, The Iron Giant, about a little boy's encounter with a very large and misunderstood robot. His experience was with hand-drawn animation. The switch to the unforgiving medium of computer-generated imagery was illuminating.
If the decimal point or something is in the wrong place, the most bizarre stuff happens. I mean, I saw scenes where the character's walking through the scene and he's impaled by another version of himself that's naked.
Then there was a bizarre glitch in a scene where Elastigirl is stealing through a tunnel approaching an enemy base.
And there was this flash in the scene, you know, this white flash. And I said, what was that? Let's go back. And so we went back one frame at a time. We found one frame where there's this white streak going from her head all the way off screen. And I said, what is that? And one of the computer guys kind of said quietly, well, that's one of her teeth breaking free of her head and shooting out of it at Mach 5.
The Incredibles stars human characters. One of them, in fact, was voiced by Bird himself. That's Edna Mode, the designer who creates those incredible uniforms.
Your suit can stretch as far as you can without injuring yourself and still retain its shape. Virtually indestructible, yet it breathes like Egyptian cotton.
Bird doesn't really want to admit that he's the voice of Edna, but inexplicably, she appeared in the middle of our interview.
Darling, the media is so tiring. I am not a shill for this film. Leave me alone. I don't want to talk to you.
Computer animation does not lend itself to the human form, and the characters in The Incredibles are quite stylized. But the film has achieved new levels of realism, especially in important elements like hair and skin. Rick Sayre is a supervising technical director on the film. He explains that each character was assembled inside the computer, not just outlined.
They actually do have a skeleton with actual bones in it and muscle riding on top of the bones and goo riding on top of the muscles and skin on top of the goo and clothing on top of the skin. In that sense, the characters were built from the inside out and the outside in rather than simply taking the outside and figuring out how to make it move.
Sayre knows that geeks will be out there looking for glitches. That's inevitable. But for his team, true success comes when people are simply caught up in the story.
Ultimately, we don't want the audience to notice that this was incredibly hard. It just should look natural. But if you're really paying attention, that's really hard.
The Incredibles is a different kind of movie for Pixar for another reason. It is a combination of comedy and fairly intense action. In fact, this is Pixar's first PG-rated film, and it involves violence, explosions, and scenes of children in jeopardy that audiences with young kids might not expect. Producer John Walker says Pixar and Disney pondered carefully whether it wanted to make a movie of that nature.
We all loved the movie so much that it was, yeah, we did want to do it, and we thought that parents should pay attention to the rating system. We think that they should know their children. And it's not a G film.
Disney says its marketing makes clear that the film may be too intense for little ones, but it's hard to see where they followed through on that. Disney, which has had a terrible year at the box office, is selling this film hard. But The Incredibles is a double-edged sword for Disney. The company stands to make a lot of money if the movie is a hit, but the more the film succeeds, the more it highlights the coming loss of Disney's extremely profitable relationship with Pixar. The companies have been partners since the first Toy Story, but Pixar chief executive Steve Jobs has vowed to end the deal amid reports of friction with Disney chief executive Michael Eisner. Pixar has yet to hook up with another studio, so some analysts hope that the romance can be rekindled, and that Pixar and Disney will be as true to each other in the end as Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.